if it gets you to do these things, then it's totally.
How many productivity apps have you paid for, and how much?
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Wait, no.
My wife is listening.
Got this.
We wind till 10 or just go.
Whenever you feel it, whenever the wind hits the sails in the motion.
Welcome into Dad Sumer, a podcast now available wherever you get
some number of episodes.
Episode 4! Wherever you listen to podcasts, I think we're everywhere now, but not on Sirius XM.
We are omnipresent when it comes to
podcasting. There's like 7 platforms. Streams. Don't act like you're not impressed.
To my
hopefully
left,
size does matter.
Is Josh. To my right is Darren. I am Bernie. This is Dad Sumer. Welcome.
Excited. We have a lot of things to talk about tonight. All of the things.
Or today.
Whenever you're listening.
You know, I was working on our Facebook page this morning, and it asked me what our time zone was and what area code we live in. We're everywhere.
We're omnipresent when it comes to
we're,
time.
We're 24/7.
We're like Ludacris. Yeah. Different area codes.
Right. All right, let's start this thing.
All right, let's get into our first topic as we always do. What are you consuming? Josh, I understand you've got something you want to share with us.
I do. So I have recently been binging, like flat out binging. And I'm almost ashamed to say it.
What's your definition of binge?
Wait, is this like hardcore binging?
No, not. It's not. I'm on season 4 after about 2 weeks of The New Girl.
Zooey Deschanel.
Deschanel or Deschanel?
I've always said Deschanel.
I think it's Deschanel.
I have no idea.
I don't even care.
Yeah,
she's the girl from Elf.
It's hilarious.
I think it is absolutely hilarious.
I recently watched that. Like, I started doing the same thing, and I think I got to like season 6 or 7, and I found myself like there was a time from season 1 to like season 3 or 4 that Schmidt took over the episodes. The other people are still funny, but I think he is hilarious.
Yeah, Schmidt makes that show, but if I'm not mistaken, there's a Wayans brother in that show.
He's not
a Wayans brother though. He is the son of Damon Wayans.
Okay.
And he looks freaky how much he looks like his dad. Yeah. Like it is coach. He's absolutely hysterical. So I have found myself with mannerisms like Schmidt as I've been watching more and more
episodes.
Mini
panic attacks.
Yeah, like
stress.
And I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm just going. So I've been hardcore binging. I'm on season 4, and every lunch, breakfast, whatever, I'm sitting there when I have nothing to do, I'm watching.
So it sounds like you're eating and watching a lot of TV.
I am eating and watching a lot of TV.
2020, COVID.
There we go.
I find myself digesting, you know, shows in a similar way than you do. I mean, I find it's hard, right? I got 3 kids. I think all of us have 3 kids. That's why we're doing this, dads. And I don't have a lot of free time. So I am watching it at night. And I'll get through 1 to 6 episodes. I'm actually watching Schitt's Creek, which is so funny. It is so
I tried to watch it, and I couldn't get through the first episode.
I couldn't get into that show.
It's
real dumb. I like that dumb stuff. I mean, it's
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. I love Eugene Levy, though. Like, that's the thing. I want to like it.
He's okay.
It's Dan.
Dude, he steals the show. I mean, he is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would call that kind of comedy. Like, Shameless is like that to me, too. It's just like, these people are miserable. These people are, like, losers.
Yeah.
So let me give you the premise of Schitt's Creek, because I feel like this is a show that everyone's heard of. New Girl, that thing was on, like, Fox or something.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
so
Fox.
So Schitt's Creek, it was on, like, 69 CW, probably, or something like that.
No, it was even worse than that.
TV
cable channel.
It's syndicated. It's on Netflix now. And let me just tell you, these people are rich beyond belief. There's the mom is from Home Alone. Kevin! You know,
Catherine O'Hara.
Okay. Josh knows everybody's name. The dad's Eugene Levy, American Pie, and a million other things. And then his real life son, Dan Levy, is the son in the show. And then there's some daughter.
What's Dan from?
Yeah, girl, yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, he's definitely.
This
like,
is one of the first things
like
he's done. But he's definitely got the Levy eyebrows.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, they are rich beyond belief, multi millionaires, and they did something super unethical and like lost all their money, and they had nothing, not a penny to their name, but they still own this town. And the town is called Schitt's Creek. And of course, when they get there, the mayor is like Chris Elliott, who's just ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
He's really funny.
Just like, he kind of steals a show in his own way, too.
As he does in everything he's in.
Yeah. So they're living in like a motel and they just have this horrible life and it's like day to day events. How are they going to hustle for like $5? They don't have a car. They don't have anything. And like David in the first season is kind of struggling. The son with, is he bisexual? Is he gay? Starts dating this girl, realizes real quick he's gay. But now I'm into season two and it is so funny. Like just antics.
How many seasons is it?
I think it's like 7 or 8. He just got married in this most recent season because I see it broadcasting all over Netflix.
I feel like there were only like 4 or 5.
No, I think they've ended it. They've ended it, and I'm pretty sure it was 5 or 6.
I always thought it was a Netflix original. I didn't realize it.
Dude, it's just dumb funny.
And is it 30 minutes? Is it 40? Is it an hour? What is it?
They're 30-minute episodes.
Okay. That's what I like about New Girl. Because it's 22 minutes. Yeah, 22 minutes. On broadcast. And it goes down real easy. And before you know it, you've watched 2 or 3 episodes.
Because I got to be honest, dads out there listening, you know, it is hard. You're home all the time with the kids, binging left, binging right. You don't know what to start next. And the top 10 is ever-changing, right? Like in Netflix, I know there's a lot of other streaming platforms. Give Schitt's Creek a chance. You know, go back and rewatch New Girl from the beginning because they are – they're just hilarious. If you just, I kind of tend lean towards comedies in my, you know, TV shows and podcasts.
Yeah. What you got, Bern?
What I've been consuming is something on Netflix, and it's season 4 actually that just dropped. Somebody Feed Phil. It's Phil Rosenthal. He's the writer, creator of Everybody Loves Raymond, and he basically has this show where I'm so envious. He gets to travel all over the world and eat food at find restaurants, at, you know, cheap restaurants.
What's it called?
Somebody... So it's basically Anthony Bourdain's show.
Basically, but
he's dead. That's not funny.
Yeah, rest in peace. Jeez,
man. I was calling out Phil. I wasn't calling out Anthony Bourdain. I don't even know Phil.
And at the end of every episode, Phil FaceTimes with his dad. And they just talk about life. And
the dad is alive?
Phil's dad is still alive.
Okay.
And his dad always tells a bad dad joke on the end of the... Apparently, he had a show on PBS, somehow launched this Netflix show, and this is season 4. I haven't watched seasons 1 and 2, but
I gotta be honest, how do you find that stuff? I mean, how do you... Are you looking for that?
Netflix curates what you
it's
like.
It's the algorithm.
Yeah.
And so I'm... You're clicking on I like food stuff, and this is food stuff. And
because you like the chef show and that stuff, too. I tried to watch that, and Favreau's chef show. Is that...
Yep, chef. And then...
So I watched the Marvel episode of that.
Okay.
Because I'm a huge Marvel guy. So Robert Downey Jr. and the Russo brothers sitting around a table with Tom Holland and John Favreau.
I hate that algorithm sometimes. My Hulu algorithm is all food shows. You watch one, and now it's like, barbecue.
There's all the things.
It's like all of the food shows.
Yeah, I love that kind of stuff.
What you got to do is clear your watch history. Clear your watch history every 2 or 3. It's really not.
Much like this podcast where we need you to like it, if you like it or unlike what you're watching, it'll curate the algorithm.
Yeah, which it can work to your advantage, especially
if you like super funny dads that bring you stuff that you need to be watching and learning about.
See, I like the curated ads from Facebook. Because I'm very gadget heavy and stuff like that, and it's like, hey, you like all this stuff,
China.
And
it's like garbage.
But it doesn't matter. It's great stuff.
It's funny you say that because I was streaming some radio on my smart speaker before I came over here, and it goes to a curated ad for Office Depot Office Max, and it says, even though the most recent location closed just down the street from you, we want you to go to this location. And I'm like, what the hell?
That's a little too much. That's too much. I will agree.
That
is too much. Constantly, it's like, hey, Bernie, why don't you come down here?
Constantly in my Facebook feed, it pops up for like stores that we just went to. Like, so geolocation, it's like, were you just at this Old Navy? I'm like, no, but it was right next to
you
us.
You got
to
turn off your location.
No, but like, God, you have to turn everything off. Like, now there's so many features. I know you have to go through the privacy and security, but it's a little, too close.
Yeah, there was news recently about Apple being, you know, potentially in a lawsuit with their latest iOS, right? In the UK.
The battery issue.
They're not allowed.
Well, that's one.
$112 million.
In the UK, it's not allowed to have data where it's constantly, you know, geo-targeting or locating you. But in the US, apparently, you have to opt in or opt out of it. I don't know.
You can't. And Twitter now has a thing where you opt in to personalize ads and stuff like that. So I have one more before we close this segment that I'm ashamed to admit that I've been consuming. Have you guys gotten on TikTok at all?
No.
Yeah, of course.
I'm 39 years old. You guys are on TikTok?
Full disclosure, I do social media for a living. Of course I'm on TikTok.
Well, you TikTok in your work stuff?
No, not at all. Okay, but so I have to
terribly
be
irrelevant.
He's got to be aware of, the trends out there. And then
someone's bad-mouthing my company on TikTok.
I spent 2.5 hours the other day scrolling through TikTok. I had to delete the app because it's mindless. It is the junk foodiest of junk food for consuming.
It's great.
Is it like Vine?
It's exactly like Vine 2020. Yeah. But the creativity of people is mind-blowing, the things they come up with. And it's just ridiculous. And now I find myself to where I can't sit through a movie anymore because I'm so used to getting new things I had to delete it because I genuinely saw a difference in my attention span because I was on it so much.
But I mean, I got to give credit to Dogface 420 for resurrecting the dreams song.
The Ocean Spray guy riding the skateboard drinking that was his Ocean
name?
Spray. Yeah, that's his name.
That's his handle on TikTok. But
I've seen 100 people do it.
What's the name of the band? They're number one on the charts.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
One of the greatest bands of all time.
Absolutely.
You're struggling with the name.
Stevie Nicks is who I was thinking of.
The Chain.
Yeah, I mean, that's an incredible.
Secondhand News.
Great song, great band.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got to give mad props to him for that.
Okay.
I think that's it. We did it. It's done.
It's done. All right, so now welcome back. We're going to talk about a new segment we like to call I Spent Money on a Thing. Now, what this is dads. Other dads have spent money on a thing, and we want to tell you about it. We want to give you a chance to have the opportunity to learn about this thing and maybe purchase this thing for yourself or your family. Josh spent some money on a thing. What is that?
So we broke down. My wife and I, broke down and bought a Peloton.
Damn.
Those are expensive as hell.
I spent a lot of money on the thing. I am riding with Cody.
Damn.
How much does that save people? So they just lowered the price. So they just came out with a new Bike Plus that's the same price as it used to be. And the older bike is now like $1,700.
What bike did you buy?
I bought the original bike. So the
$1,700
bike. And then how much is it a month?
$30 a month.
$30 a month.
But
in perpetuity?
Into perpetuity. But there's a lot that you get with that. You get all of the classes. So you get all the riding classes.
Do they let you in the classes position the monitor so that you are directly behind another girl's butt? Because that would be fun to ride the bike.
Can they see you when you're riding?
No, they cannot see you when you're
riding. Can you see when they're riding?
I can see the instructor, but I can't
see. So you have to pick attractive instructors.
You don't have to. I pick guys. There's good guys. I want somebody to motivate me. I don't really care what they look like. If you can make my fat butt get on that bike, and it is a experience where
Get earbuds with it, or what do you get?
You do. There's like a package you can get where you get shoes, a water bottle.
Wait, are you like strapping into
this? Yeah, you got to clip into the not strapping it. You're clipping into the bike.
Is there a counter so you can see how many people are on the world or on with you at once?
And then
what's the most amount of people that have been on when you've gone to class?
So I've yet to do a live class.
What does that mean?
Why the hell did you buy the bike?
You're not doing a lot? What does that mean?
Is it too hard?
Will you shut up and let me talk? There are recorded classes that you can take.
So you can fast forward to the end?
No, you don't. That would be that would defeat the whole purpose. No, so you can go through, you can pick different songs or different artists that you want to listen to.
I thought the instructor controls that.
They do, but that's why you're doing the recorded classes. So they have like band-specific rides. There's a Queen ride, a Fleetwood Mac ride.
When you log on, is it like your account, Cage's account?
Yeah, we have two accounts.
So it's like social media for spin.
It's 100% social media. Like
how many rides have you done since you got it?
I've done probably 10.
Wait, now
Katie has done something once a day, every day for a month.
What's your handle?
Cheese Roll.
At Cheese Roll?
Yes. So okay. Cheese Roll was my nickname in college. And so that's
going to be a t-shirt for Dead Zoomer.
That's great. And then as you start to lose weight on this is low fat cheese.
Exactly. Low fat cheese. But honestly, so like,
do you love it?
I do love it because it's so motivating when you're in the class, because they know right when to play the right music, to kick it up a notch, to, you know, talk you through getting you excited about it.
So you're paying $1,700 for the bike, $30
yep.
a month.
Yep.
You're riding once a day.
But you're not just riding. Okay, so this is what I was trying to say earlier before you cut me off. You're not just riding. There are – you can do stuff on – like running outside or on the treadmill. They have yoga. They have meditation. They have strength classes.
Are you watching
like
a video?
You can use, like, I have a treadmill. It's not Peloton treadmill, but I can take we have a TV down there. I can play on the TV the running class and just follow what they're doing. There is an app for it.
Okay. There is an
app for that. So and you get badges.
So it's motivating.
Yes, it's super motivating. You can do streaks, you can do all sorts of stuff. And it is honestly worth the money.
Have you made any connections through it?
Yeah. I mean people I know.
I don't mean relationship wise, I just mean business.
No, because it's not like you don't chat or anything.
Okay.
They have this thing called high fives. So you can give high fives to people, but that's pretty much the extent. And there is a Facebook group. You have to own a Peloton to be in it.
So how does it work? A guide comes up in a van or a truck and they assemble it.
There
for
were
you.
Two very nice people that showed up at my house. They set up the bike. They walked me through. It's very it's white glove all the way.
What's the weight limit?
Oh, good question.
So it says 300. But in the group, they've talked that it can go up of like 380. Like people have been 380 pounds and ridden it for a while and not had any issues. Me at 325 have had no problems.
So did you look into that before you bought it?
I did.
That you were over the limit?
I did.
Okay.
So, nice. Yeah. So I highly recommend it. You know, if you have the means, I highly recommend picking one up, to quote my good friend Paris.
I mean, what if you don't go with the 30 bucks a month?
Yeah, what is it? What
it's
are the
completely
tiers?
Pointless. You might as well buy the one that you have.
$250.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
oh, you there's, were there's tiers.
No,
I have
no. He has a $250
Air X bike from Amazon. That's awesome.
Okay.
Honestly, if you wanted to go the cheaper route,
you could. ESPN,
well, I was about
Center,
to say
pedal.
you could pay the $30 a month without the Peloton and still get the community and the classes.
Ooh, that's
and
a,
stuff,
that's a hack right there,
Dan. And then use your $250 exercise bike. There's an Apple TV app that you could put up on there and get the same exact experience. So yeah.
How do they know? Like, could Darren come over to your house and ride under your name for one?
I can have up to 10 profiles on my thing.
Could I log in from here?
Yeah.
But if he wanted to take it for a test spin, could he come over and ride it once under your name or under a new name?
If
he
can fit my account on my TV, is there?
He's talking about
Roku?
The bike expense.
No, but is there?
Yeah, I think there is.
I'm trying to give him the experience to see if he would want to do it.
Yeah, but I just ride my bike here and log into his account.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's not the same thing.
We're doing that.
Dad spinning. I never thought I'd see the day.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I think that money well spent on a thing.
It was. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
I'm impressed. Good job. All right, let's move into our next segment, Tap That App. This is an opportunity for the dads to come together and share an app that they love and maybe try to convince us on why we should be using that said app. Does anyone want to start?
I'll go first. You guys know me. I'm a huge productivity nerd. I love all the productivity things. And I have recently found a habit tracking app called Streaks. I've pulled it
up. We're going streaking.
Yeah, we're going streaking. Pulled it up here. And it's super nice. And it's
How many productivity apps do you have?
On my phone?
And have you tried?
I've tried all of them. literally.
Let me ask you a question, Josh. How many days does it take to create a new habit?
21,
technically.
I think it's 61.
It's 21.
No, it is 21.
I read the one thing by Gary Keller, and he actually says that.
Read Atomic Habits by James Clear.
I've read Atomic Habits by James Clear. Let's stop talking about books. Nobody reads books on this podcast.
True that.
I read books all the time.
What's it called?
Three books at the same time.
Tracks?
Streaks.
Streaks.
Yeah.
We're going streaking.
We're going streaking. But it's really cool because you get this little haptic feedback from it whenever you touch it. Like when you
Every time you jump on the bike and ride with Cody, tap it for the Peloton.
Yeah, when I do something active, I push it and it pops.
Oh,
yeah, it's so nice.
So what does it do for you?
Positive feedback.
It's a little dopamine hit.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, dopamine.
It's 100% what it is.
It's a video crack. Yeah.
Can you customize all those buttons?
Yeah, you pick the button.
Like, Josh hit the Peloton.
All the pictures are, you can do up to, I think it's like 15 apps.
I have to ask.
15 different.
So based on your habits?
Habits.
So yeah. Josh ate a salad.
Yep.
This is a free app, right?
No, it's not. You have to pay for it. It's like
pay for it.
God. It's $4.99. You buy it once.
You buried the lead.
It's $4.99 to pay for it once. If it gets you to do these things, then it's totally.
How many productivity apps have you paid for, and how much?
I don't want to talk about that right now.
Wait, no.
My wife is listening to this podcast, and we'll
wait too many.
The bigger question is, how many apps have you paid for? I think I've only paid for one.
Josh pays for things.
I pay for things all the time.
I paid for what the forecast.
I paid.
That was free.
But I paid for the paid version.
What's the difference between the paid version
and
the
ads?
No ads.
Oh, okay. I bought Dark Sky back in the day when it was first up.
My wife loves that app.
Dark Sky is one of the best weather apps. Period.
She knows within 30 seconds it's going to rain.
I'm
like,
not paying $2 for the weather.
I walk outside. It's 35 degrees and cold.
Darren's got one of those rocks that's outside. It's like,
so how many paid apps do you have?
Parker, go out there. See if it's raining.
Is it cold?
How many paid apps do you have?
I have a lot.
More than 10?
You
paid $5 for the haptic feedback.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Why don't you go over what your 6 habits are that you're trying to track?
All right,
absolutely. If you feel comfortable sharing those, because if it's personal with your wife,
I'm not tracking when I have sex with my wife.
We talked about the trust tree.
Yeah.
It's just us.
No one is listening.
Yeah, it's just us.
We hope Bert Crasher's listening.
So I make the bed every day.
He's not.
He's definitely not.
You have a haptic feedback
for making the
tracks. Is it called tracks?
Streaks.
Okay.
For the log.
That's like that Navy guy that said you need to make your bed every
day. What is the streak?
Right?
Like to see how many times you close all 6 things out?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Make the bed. Go.
So after you streak for 6 days, you got to put new underwear on.
Make the bed. Do something active.
That's
so you are tracking sex with your wife.
Go down the stairs. Go up the stairs.
I don't use that as my do something active.
Do something active for how long? 10 seconds?
It doesn't matter.
A jumping jack.
It's a need to know basis. That's you fine. Don't need to know.
If you read Atomic Habits, you would.
Fine. That,
you would James you Clear.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Read 15 minutes a day.
Okay. Is that like reading the internet?
Your favorite.
No.
Keep
reading an article or a book or something for 15 minutes.
You read it for the article.
Read an email.
Yeah.
Check.
That doesn't count.
Go ahead.
Meditation. I have been doing
mindfulness.
Is it calm? I love mindfulness.
Calm is something I pay for.
I have calm free with my Amex.
Calm is so expensive. It's like $10 a month.
It's not that. It's like $50 for the year. So
you pay for that, Josh?
Why? Yeah, because it's really good. Shut up.
Do you use that every day?
Pretty much. I do the daily calm
every damn day.
Yeah,
keep going.
Have my quiet time because time
in
with
addition
Jesus
to
is a
wait,
quiet
is,
time.
Wait, is sleep considered quiet time?
No, like I read my Bible.
I have not got quiet
or your Quran
time
or your
or whatever the holy book you have.
Whatever is good for you.
And then
if Megan got 10 minutes of quiet time a day, she would be a different person. But it's just impossible.
Why are you not giving her 10 minutes?
You should make that a habit.
You should. Dad's out there.
To lock all the kids in the closet.
Hey,
no, take them and do something fun.
Hey, just the tip.
COVID.
Darren, this is the challenge.
Go park.
This is the challenge for all dads. Give your wife 10 minutes of quiet every day.
Yeah. And the last one is I've been doing yoga.
Downward facing dog?
I can do downward facing
dog. Don't you put the $1,700 plus $30 a month Peloton on that thing?
That's my something active.
Okay.
Allegedly,
I only get to do the
time since you bought it.
Do something active if I actually
and
do
what
something.
What happens
after.
When you close out all 6 doodads?
Nothing, but you can also
doodads.
You can click on them again and see how like what you're
when did you miss
through the month.
What happened last Thursday?
I didn't make the bed.
I'm just kidding. That's a cool app. I like the idea of it, but I would never pay for that.
I like the idea of it, but I would never pay.
Let
for
me tell
it.
You about my app. This is really important. How old is your oldest?
8.
Okay, Parker's 7. He loves playing PlayStation. He loves playing Fortnite. And I got the PlayStation app. which is, it sounds like, okay, we're PlayStation app, whatever. I can go into the family thing and completely limit his time, and this thing will shut down. I have it shut down at 9 o'clock every night. I give him 1 hour during the week, 3 hours on Friday and Saturday, back to 1 hour on Sunday and for the week. And it is the greatest thing. And he has chores and extra things he can do for extra 30 minutes here and there. And he loves it. And he is responding to it.
What does he do on PlayStation?
He just said plays Fortnite. Not, it's only
Are you not listening?
Plays. I wasn't listening.
He's he's level 165. He's unlocked all the Marvel characters to the silver level. He's incredible.
He's a silver fox.
I played to level 30 and I thought I was good. No, he just runs around and kills everyone. And we play on duos and I can't hang. Like he's 7 years old and I can't hang. It's kind of sad, but PlayStation app, lock your PlayStation down completely. It is awesome. Family management is the thing I put. Dude, I touch it every day. I use it every day.
Really?
To lock him out of it.
That's pretty damn cool that you use that. So cool. You incentivize him with that.
Yeah. He'll do anything for 30 minutes of Fortnite. I can go up there right now. I told him to clean his sister's room tonight. She dumped toys all over the floor. And I was like, I'll give you an hour if you pick all that up. It took him like 30 minutes and got an extra hour of Fortnite time. He loves it.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. That's
fine. All right. So, my app, real quick. I know we're under the gun trying to keep this under 10. Gas Buddy. It's basically for fuel, for gasoline. As I'm driving around, it's geolocating, geotargeting. I'm able to find the cheapest gas.
How could it possibly save you on a full tank, $2, going to this place over this place?
At the end of the day, I want to know what I'm paying price per gallon. And
do you pay for that?
No, it's free.
Okay.
And you can put in
where the good sandwiches are.
You can. It does not.
Don't eat the sushi at this gas station.
You can put in if you want to pay with cash or credit, because that's going to dictate, you know, certain gas stations. So I, on my route to work every day, I know the certain stations I have to hit.
Well, why don't you share those tips? What's the station in your area that is the cheapest?
Well, it fluctuates between a BP and a racetrack.
What do you think aids to the fluctuation? Economy?
I mean, honestly, it seems like, you know, once one station goes to a certain price point, it's usually within 24 hours that the second one falls.
Are they across the street? He's like, what are you doing? And he changes his price.
Essentially, for all intents and purposes.
Okay, Gas Buddy, huh?
Gas Buddy. It's free and, you know.
Get yourself that extra 10 cents a gallon savings.
See, now this is the difference between Bernie and I. I could give a rat's behind if I go to this gas station or that gas station. It's whatever's most convenient.
$35 or $37.
So you're going to pay exactly. You're going to pay over $2 a gallon and I'm going to pay $1.85.
No, it's not that much of a difference.
It's really not.
It's like 10 to 20.
So if you at most the difference between the two is what? 5 cents?
20 cents.
I bet it's not even that. I bet it's 5 cents at most.
And you do 20 gallons, that's $4.
The closer you are to the highway, the more expensive the gas.
Well, yeah, so don't go to the highway. Just go, but you know that.
I drive all the way to Greenville, South Carolina just to get $1.50.
Honestly, the cheapest gas, which is not on my commute, is Costco or Sam's Club or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, it might as well be water.
But I mean, when you say the cheapest, the Costco the other day from the Kroger was like 15 cents cheaper. It's not an exorbitant amount. It's not like, whoa.
But even, okay, so how many gallons do you have in your truck?
25, 26.
Yeah, so 25 times 10 is $2.
Right.
$2.50.
I just said that.
You know what? It's just like your app, Josh. It gives me a high when I know I'm getting the cheapest gas.
Yeah, you have to fill your tank two times before you can buy his app in savings.
But for me, I fill up at a half tank, so I don't even go a full tank.
Really? Do you really use Gas Buddy? Like, really? Every day?
I do.
Every week?
Not every day, no.
It's just weird.
Every week. And
it's
such a random And honestly,
thing. Like, is it really that big of a deal?
I have a credit card where I get 5% back on gas, so it's nice.
So you just save them left and right. What do you do with all those savings?
Convert it to points and then buy stuff for Christmas, Halloween, Hanukkah.
I thought
Hanukkah.
You were going to say convert it to porn.
convert it into Bitcoin? I'm working on my
portfolio.
And this concludes another episode of Dad Sandwich. Remember to like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Apple, Spotify, Google,
Anchor.
Some sketchy one. Anchor is a good one. And then there's
And apparently Anchor is owned by Spotify, I just learned. And we can listen to music now.
Radio Public, Pocket Casts, Breaker. I mean, there's so many ways to get us.
Dad Sumer leave us is 5 stars everywhere.
I want you to like and subscribe.
And eventually we have merch coming. So with that said, over
that's
and out.
That's a wrap. Let's call
it. Adios. Goodbye.
The dude abides.